I mean no disrespect, but are you crazy? Jackal asked. You can't marry that fool. Hyena is sneaky and arrogant. He only wants to marry you so he can boss everyone around. Who are you? Princess Zukisa asked, surprised by Jackal's sudden appearance. Jackal introduced himself and told her how he had followed Hyena to the Great Place. I must reveal the truth, he went on. Hyena can't rule anything. He's a braggart, that's all. I don't believe that, Princess Zukisa replied. He is so fierce that he would scare away all my enemies. He also shared his food. He would be a good and compassionate prince for my people. Don't make me laugh, Jackal scoffed. You should be wed to someone who is your equal, and Hyena is no more than a servant. Princess Zukisa folded her arms and turned her head away. I refuse to believe it, she said stubbornly. I think you are telling false tales. I'll prove it to you. You'll see, Jackal insisted. Jackal returned home and embarked on his plan to show Princess Zukisa that Hyena was his servant. He began by approaching Hyena with words of praise. So, he said, I have heard that you will soon be a prince. It would be my honor to act as your servant at your upcoming wedding party. Soon every animal in the kingdom will be my servant, Hyena said. I suppose you may have the honor of being the first. On the day of the wedding, Jackal arrived dressed in a white apron. He also carried a whip. Hyena asked why he had these things, and Jackal told him that the apron was to show everyone he was attending to Hyena, and the whip was to keep order in the adoring crowd that would surely gather as he neared the Great Place for his wedding. Everyone will be so impressed when you arrive with your own servant, Jackal said. Hyena gazed over at him scornfully. Yes, well, unfortunately, you are the best servant I can find at the moment. Once I'm the prince, I'll have better-looking servants, I'm sure. No doubt, Jackal agreed, but for now it is my honor to serve such a glorious leader as you. You're right, it is an honor, Hyena agreed. The two of them began their trip with Hyena in front and Jackal walking humbly behind. Soon, though, Jackal lagged very far behind. Hyena noticed and called to Jackal. Hurry up, he said. No one will know you're my servant if you are so far behind me. Oh, my foot aches, Jackal called out pitifully. I have a blister from walking so far. I think you'd better carry me.